something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Why Did Jesus Come?
Hallelujah. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So John was telling us this amazing thing. We go back to 1 John chapter 1. He says, for the life was manifested. Jesus says, I am the life. So now John tells us the life was manifested and we have seen it. John says, we have seen life manifested. A man appeared to us. His name, Jesus. He's the life. That's what John is saying. The life was manifest and we have seen it. And bear witness and show unto you. Oh, I love this. Dear Lord, this is amazing. And show unto you. The word show there means declare unto you. That eternal life which was with the Father. And was manifested unto us. This is extraordinary. But look at the next part. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. So you can come join us. Why? He's telling you, this is not religion. Oh, it's not a conversion from Islam to Christianity. It's not a religion thing. It's not a conversion from one religion to another religion. No. No. It's not a conversion of a religion. It's a declaration of truth. Look at it. He says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. He says, come and join us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. This is amazing. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to explain to you what that means in a second. But first, go to another verse. I'll take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9. I want you to look at this. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He says, by Jesus you have been called into fellowship. God has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. Says, God, by whom you were called into fellowship. God is faithful. So by him, you've been called into fellowship with Jesus Christ. What does this mean? It means you've been brought into oneness with Jesus Christ. It means you've been brought into friendship with Jesus Christ. What kind of friendship is this? Oh, not just that you know him, but that he knows you. And that together now, he shares his life with you. Oh, let me show this to you. In Romans chapter 8 from verse 16, look at it. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, that's a semicolon right there because he's not done. And what he's going to say now connects with what he just told you. Look at it. Next. And if children, then heirs. He says the Spirit bears witness that we are the children of God. If we are the children of God, that means we are heirs. Heirs of God. Then he says, and joint heirs with Christ. This is mind-blowing. Joint heirs. This means whatever Jesus owns, whatever Jesus has, you own it together with him. Together with him. Not 50-50. Not 30-70. Not 10-90. Not a percentage. He's not sharing in percentages. No. Joint heirship means 100% together. Meaning everything he has, you have a right to, in the same way that he has a right to it. This is the grace of God. This is why it's difficult for religion to explain this. It's too big. It's too big. It's too huge. Look at it. And if children, if we are the children of God, he says, then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, if you have been persecuted for Jesus Christ, for his sake, he says, don't worry. Why? He says, that we may be also glorified together. Hallelujah. So these are the very, very vital truths about Jesus coming to this world. Has this been fulfilled in your life? Has it been fulfilled in your life? Have the works of the devil been destroyed in your life? Jesus has fulfilled it. He's consummated everything. It's all done. But have you accepted it? Have you received it? He came to give you life. Have you received the life? He came to make you a joint heir with him. Have you accepted it? Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Warri, 10 Airport Road, opposite Union Bank, Efuru, Warri, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays. First service, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Second service, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Language Church, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-164-8570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. God bless you.